بيجي أنا عشان أهلينا محتاجين.
90% من الأطفال اللي بيعملوا في قطاع غزة هو بيعمل عند اللي هو قريبه من الدرجة الأولى، يعني يا عند أبوه يا عند.
أنا طلعت من المدرسة عشان أجيب لي خبزيه وأبوي المصاحب وعشان أشتري، أبوي اللي بطلع.
هاي كمان ماكينة وهي ماكينة، هنا واقف كله واقف. هذا المصنع كان يعني زي ما تقول كان فيه حوالي 15 عامل أو 12 عامل، بعد الحصار وهذا كله وقف.
هناك ما يقرب من 35 ألف خريج موجودين عاطلين عن العمل.
Stop. The original colors of the sign are red and white, but they vanished and seem unclear. The sign separates the Palestinians who live in the Gaza Strip and the Israeli occupation in a trade terminal called Al-Muntar Terminal, which has been closed for 7 years and whose only remaining are rubbles, watchtowers, barbed wire, and monitor cameras, and anyone who comes close to the place exposes himself to death.
The Palestinians are poor. They live in misery. The Israeli occupation strikes us. We live in difficult conditions in a cemetery here in Gaza. What do you think?
The blockade on the Gaza Strip has not been exposed all of a sudden. It is a result of a series of procedures made by the Israeli occupation, which includes imposing restrictions on Palestinian workers and civilians. After Hamas won the 2006 legislative elections, the blockade was tightened. More than 3,000 items were prohibited to enter the Gaza Strip. The sum includes health and educational supplies, food and beverages, and construction raw material.
We are under siege. Construction workers will stop and builders will stop. They are all waiting for the concrete and other construction materials. We are all on hold. Those materials run the country, make us work. Gaza will never surrender. Thanks, Allah. In order to live without blockade, we created this stone crusher. We created this machine in Gaza to crush concrete. We did not know if it would work. It did, thanks to Allah. Children in schools now read in books that here in Gaza, we created a stone and concrete column crusher. Hello, how are you? Where are you? In Rafah or in Gaza? We have people here from Press TV who are filming a documentary. I'm with them now. Does your schedule allow you to meet them? I'm ready. I'm glad to discuss and explain things to them.
بداية هذا مصنع النفايات اللي تم تصميمه وتنفيذه من خلال جمعية أصدقاء البيئة.
First, this recycling factory was designed and executed through Friends of the Environment Association, a group of experts who work in the associations and institutions. They are the ones who began with the general idea, along with graduate students and engineers. They started this project step by step. Let's talk about this factory. First, at the entrance, municipal waste transport cars bring waste to be weighed in order to know exactly the amount and cost of the waste needing to be recycled.
اللي بيتم دخولها وتحديد الاقتصاديات المتعلقه بالنفايات والكميات الموجوده عندها.
كميه النفايات المتواردة في مدينه رفح حوالي 120.
The amount of waste in Rafah is 120 tons per day. The idea was to get large amounts of skilled labor in order to deal with the waste. Indeed, there was enthusiasm from both men and women who worked in the factory to improve the environment. A strong reaction started to appear in Rafah to deal with waste in a healthy, civilized, environmental way. From this, it was accepted by all people who helped us, especially youth.
من كل الناس اللي تساعد في الموضوع بخص الشباب.
هذه الماكينة لو بدنا احنا نستوردها من الخارج بتكلف.
If we imported this machine from abroad, it would cost us €500,000. First, it's very difficult to afford it. Second, it's difficult to get it because of the blockade. This machine begins the process of opening the bags. Then this transport machine lifts the bags inside the factory. Usually, we have male and female workers. Al-Madina Company for Mecca-Cola Drinks was founded in March 2005. Its initial cans were produced in June 2006. We kept on working until the middle of 2007. In the beginning, we used to work 24 hours per day. The factory included about 100 workers. Working in this manner lasted to the middle of 2007.
استمر العمل على هذا المنوال لحد منتصف 2007 كان في حصار كامل وما كانش.
In 2007, the blockade was comprehensive. No raw material entered the factory. The factory completely stopped working for 4 months. The production resumed late in November or December 2007. Then we produced limited quantities because of the scarcity of raw materials.
Citizens in Gaza became annoyingly at a loss for lacking the minimum requirements to survive. Perhaps making continuous electricity power supply instead of the repeatedly ongoing power failure is a more distinctive need that forces them to look for alternative ways to get it.
This story took place when fire accidents caused by using candles and generators due to power outages increased. I am a citizen with a family that needs light to study for exams, have our sahur, the last meal before daybreak during the month of Ramadan, and have our breakfast. The idea struck me. I bought 2 solar panels and a battery. The idea seemed fruitful as the electricity was generated through a power inverter I already had. This is a solar power system. It transforms the photovoltaic power of the sun using the solar panels, which we will see later upstairs, to current electricity through a power inverter. These are about 12 batteries. They transform DC current to AC current electricity. They are arranged in series to produce 48 volts. As we said, solar panels transform photovoltaic power to current electricity. The batteries are then charged and used at night. During daylight, the inverter directly feeds the equipment in the cardiac surgery unit and cardiac care unit. Actually, this solar power system, which provides 4 kilowatts, is sufficient for equipment installed on patients' heads in head units. These units are fed with solar energy. This means the head unit equipment will not turn off since they get power from solar panels. The lighting system as well won't turn off. Lighting is important. Without it, neither a nurse nor a doctor can work. This machine costs $50,000. It crushes all concrete columns. As you see, the bulldozer carries the columns from here and puts them inside the machine. It transfers the biggest column to this size. It crushes the column into pieces. Then the pieces are put in the second machine to be crushed into semi-aggregate and put in small boxes like the one I showed you. We thought to make a stone crushing machine to help our people who suffer from the blockade. As you see, this work means death. This machine works 24 hours a day. We have 6,000 workers in various shifts. We receive not less than 2,000 or 3,000 tons of rubble daily. The rubble results from the occupation's attacks. The quantity of rubble in Gaza was about to disappear. When they evaded again the last time and the aircraft struck, heaps of rubble appeared again and we worked. If we had not been working and crushing stones, you would have found Gaza streets full of rubble. What would they do with all these amounts then?
The blockade inspired thoughts, and the destruction led to construction. This is the case of Gaza and its citizens. Stone crushing machines are still securing aggregate needed for rebuilding Gaza. All the destruction resulted from the two wars turned Gaza buildings into thousands of tons of rubble. The rubble has to be removed and recycled for construction once again. We get these aggregates in very small pieces. We put it on this vibrating sieve in order to sort it. Then we put it in this funnel. Then it comes here at the size of lentils and sesame. This is the place for the lentil size, and this is the place for the sesame size. After that, we move it from here and put it in here. By doing this process, we get clear aggregates to transport through bulldozers and trucks, and then to sell, after all this effort, to stone and manhole factories, and everything that has to do with concrete. When the blockade gets tighter, we use these aggregates for paving streets. Demand for construction has increased. The war resulted in a lot of destruction. People turned to paying by installment. You can now tell them to deal with some concrete manufacturer as it builds by installment. The one who used to live in a room now owns a building. Five families live together, but now each of them has its own house.
These two brothers own the stone crushing machine, made and designed by blockaded Palestinians. These crushing machines exist along the front line with the Israeli occupation and will be an Israeli target at any moment the Israeli army moves inside the Gaza Strip.
This machine was not built quickly. It was made by six technicians over 6 months. This big one I told you about before has pressure of 3.5 tons. We were not sure whether it could succeed, but thanks Allah, this tool did it. It makes an amount like this. In a certain time, we were able to gather both of them. Again, this has not been achieved suddenly. It is possible that the occupation army will turn everything into a heap of iron if they invade Gaza.
اجتياح كله هذا تقلبه وتعمله طبقه حديد.
Destruction did not reach Meca-Cola Carbonated Drinks Company, though the company suffers from scarcity of raw materials needed for its continuous production.
The factory was still in need of raw materials like CO2. The Israeli side did not allow it, in addition to plastic materials containers and all similar things, to enter Gaza until that moment, thanks Allah. Now most of the items are allowed to enter Gaza except CO2. They still insist on prohibiting it from entering. In the beginning, we thought to produce the gas locally by using a primitive method that depends on chemical reaction between acids and alkalines. But this process did not succeed because the amount of gas produced was not sufficient. It was enough to work for 3 to 4 hours only.
They kept searching for new methods to produce CO2 or carbon dioxide and secure amounts needed to keep the factory work.
We were forced to look for a more efficient method. Afterwards, we attempted to apply sugar fermentation to produce CO2. This application was successful despite some challenges in the beginning. Consequently, we depended on sugar fermentation in producing CO2. Thanks Allah, each 1 or 2 years we had more new production lines of 250 milliliter metal cans and plastic bottles. Thanks Allah, this production line needs more workers. If there is a continuous supply, the workers' number will exceed 100 or 120. But now the factory is run with a capacity of 60 workers.
Encountering the blockade by presenting alternatives for many items became familiar in Gaza. Trend to self-reliance has been the best way to innovate and produce a lot of local factories' requirements.
بداية كان لا يوجد ثقة كبيرة جدا في عملية التصنيع المحلي.
In the beginning, there was incomplete confidence in local manufacturing because we did not have any experience in this field. There was a lot of fear of local manufacturing. Thus, trends were towards importing such machines from abroad. But we were afflicted by the Israeli occupation and the blockade on Gaza. Then we considered local manufacturing and, thanks Allah, we succeeded noticeably and got a great self-confidence. If an opportunity is offered in the future to choose to import or manufacture locally, we will choose to manufacture. This sieve is locally made since no sieves can be brought from abroad. Now we make these things locally and hope they will be as efficient as those made abroad with fewer costs. This sieve is big because it produces big amounts, which cannot be produced by the small sieves that were used in some stages 4 or 5 years ago, which we are going to see later, in producing compost.
The solid waste station in Rafah is the first of its kind in the Gaza Strip. It's sorted and recycled waste and contributes in minimizing the distance utilized for gathering it.
Land in the Gaza Strip is limited, so the lands needed to establish a waste yard are very inadequate. This encouraged recycling the waste. Thus, having this factory in Rafah reduces demand for lands to bury waste and leads to keeping water wells and groundwater with no health or environmental problems. This is the main environmental impact of the factory.
هذا هو المردود الرئيسي البيئي لهذا المصنع.
بمعنى إنه المصنع يمكن في حال المرحلة الأولى يقلل أكثر.
The factory in its first stage reduces waste amounts more than 60-70%. In this way, the lifespan of a waste yard will increase by triple at least. This will first secure lands, second, get benefits from plastic, iron, and organic materials and solid waste, in producing some organic materials such as compost. Compost, which is crucially needed, used to be imported through Israel from abroad. Another important point is that this small factory is able to secure 30 various job opportunities for youth, graduates, and technicians.
Along with this development stages, the station relied on Gazan youth, who spared no effort to reach the best results in keeping the environment clean. After minimizing the amounts of waste in Rafah main waste yard to 40%, the station invented a prototype to usefully burn the remaining amounts of waste.
المكنة هذه أو موديل صغير لتصنيع لتحويل.
This small prototype is a machine made as a project by some electrical engineering students to turn inorganic waste into power through burning. They made a study and designed a burning chamber to estimate waste burned to power produced. After some calculations, the students estimated that they can produce 1.5 to 2 megawatts from burning unrecyclable solid waste. In other words, in such a small factory, if I have 120 tons of unrecyclable household waste in a city like Rafah, I can produce 1.5 to 2 megawatts from this place.
The solid waste sorting station worked 6 months and then stopped.
One of the reasons behind stopping is that the product that was produced has not been marketed until now. There is also a scarcity of well-trained labor to work in the factory. The organization's administrative board is coordinating now to secure short-term labor until presenting a marketable product that can cover working expenditures, whose unavailability affects the factory's operations now. We did a market survey for the local and Egyptian markets and found great possibilities to export these sorted waste materials like plastic, iron, and aluminum for very attractive prices. But due to the ongoing political situation and unavailability of official agreement to export these waste materials, which is required in Egypt, we were not able to sell our products except minimally.
In the blockade, the Gazans are moving from one success to another. Some countries in the world made successful national researches on solar power. However, innovators in Gaza went further in developing this technology and bring it to reality despite scarcity of supplies.
We buy materials and solar panels. A technician installs the items in a series or parallel manner, depending on client's needs. Most of the materials holding this are recycled. This system is still expensive until now. In order for us to generate solar energy to cover Al-Shifa Hospital, we need about 4 megawatts. It will expand to 6 megawatts with the new building. In order to generate the 6 megawatts, we need to cover a large area with solar panels to use the thermal solar energy system. Not only the solar energy through batteries, because we need large amounts of batteries to cover it during the night.
So, it is hard to get ample electricity from solar power and such a scarcity of supplies. But this technique can be applied in houses, as it is in Khalid Hamada's.
أفضل حاجة في هذا الموضوع أو هذا المشروع يجوز إن الإنسان زي ما حكيت لك ضغط نفسه للسلام لكن هو ارتاح اليوم أنا لا بحسب.
Despite the fact that I forced myself to save money, the most important benefit of this project is that I do not worry about power failures, generator damage, and using candles. I avoided for my family all these dangers which we used to face. I do not even care whether Rafah crossing is open and fuel is allowed to enter Gaza or not. It is no longer a problem to me. Thanks Allah who lets us use the sun and the moon. This is a use of the sun.